Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend and are ready for an amazing week. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to go from an overwhelmed mess to a calm sophisticate. And trust me when I tell you, I need this for myself right now. I have a house full of teenagers who are behaving like toddlers. So they're definitely testing my patience. So this is perfect timing for me as well. But I guess as a modern woman, you've probably experienced that drowning in obligations feeling that seems to be the operating set point these days. One client told me, I just can't catch up. Another one told me, I can't keep doing it all. And then another one said, I feel like all I do is run around from sunup to sundown. Phrases like these pop up continuously in conversations with girlfriends, family, and my community. What is up with all the overwhelm? As an advocate of leisure, as a means to restore our souls and our sanity, I've been asking this question for years. Why do we fill our calendars with so many obligations? Why do we kill ourselves to try and reach our goals? Why do we try to be everything to everyone? Why do we resist enjoying beautiful moments? Why do we cram our lives with so much excess? Perhaps Joseph Pipier summed it up best in his book called Leisure, The Basis of a Culture. He said, leisure is only possible when we are at one with ourselves. We tend to overwork as a means of self-escape, as a way of trying to justify our existence. In working with my highly ambitious clients, and I'm going to include myself in that, I've discovered that it's always the intention behind our actions that matters most. It's one thing to work from a place of passion, excitement, and joy. It is a completely different experience to work in an attempt to prove yourself and gain the accolades from others. I've done both, and here's what I've learned. You cannot do enough if your underlying belief is, I'm not enough. It took a trip to Paris many years ago to help me experience how I wanted to feel in my daily life. When I stepped off the plane in Charles de Gaulle, little did I know that I was about to learn how to be a more calm, sophisticated woman who was going to learn how to live life at my own pace. I've been practicing this way of being for years, and although I've yet to perfect it, what I can assure you is that overwhelm is not a part of my daily vocabulary like it was all those years before. So if you're ready to become a calm sophisticate, here are some suggestions for you to try. Number one, go fast and slow. France has this really interesting and different operating system. It's a mixture of fast and slow, a little bit of yin and yang, a little bit of speed up and then slow down. For example, on the streets, women will have this really quick, confident pace until they arrive at the cafe to enjoy a leisurely two-hour lunch with friends. They will take the TGV, which is the high-speed train, to visit the countryside with their family, only to flâneur over the next few days. They drive like a bat out of hell to get home after work, while they then enjoy sitting at the table to savor a glass of wine and dinner. We don't want to go through life as the tortoise, feeling like we're making little progress, but we can't maintain the speed of the hare either. The calm sophisticate knows how to move through life at her own pace, sometimes speeding up and other times slowing down. Number two. Know what you value. If you value everything, you value nothing. One of the biggest reasons people are running around like the earth is on fire is because they haven't stopped to define what's truly important to them. So they try to do everything. Take my client, Allison, for example. She was trying to climb the corporate ladder, be a mom to three young kiddos while also staying healthy and fit. This does not include her time spent on the board of a nonprofit, managing her home, and trying to have some sort of social life. When she came to me, she was exhausted, confused, and out of sorts. She said, you know what, I can't do it all. And I asked her, why are you trying to do it all? And she said, because I'm afraid to choose. And I wanted to know why. And what she said to me is, because that would mean I'd have to let go of some things. And so I wondered, why? Why is that a problem? And then she really understood what was going on. She said, I'm afraid of disappointing others. You know, this conversation with Allison went on, but what she discovered is that she was running her life out of fear, fear of what others think, if she said no or didn't live up to their expectations. Through our work, she decided that her top three values are family, home, and peace. By making choices that honor her values, Allison's life looks completely different today. She quit her job and is now working from home. She volunteers at her kids' school, and she confided in me that she's never felt more alive and happy in her life. You must know what you value and be courageous enough to build your life around it, or you will be a scattered, overwhelmed mess. Number three, manage your mind like a CEO. If your main thoughts throughout the day are, I don't have time, I have to get this done, I can't possibly do this, my life is so out of balance, this is way too hard, she will be upset if I don't do this, I can't possibly say no. You can see where I'm going with these, right? But if that's what your predominant thoughts are throughout the day, life will never have a sense of calm. Yet, we think that our external world must change before we can change our thoughts. It's actually the opposite. Change what's happening in that gorgeous head of yours, and things outside of you will be the reflection of what you choose to believe. Number four, listen to your body. When we're overwhelmed, our mind tries to convince us to go harder and faster. Just last week, I had a firsthand experience of this. My blog post was due, and I couldn't think of one word to write. So what did I do? I just sat and stared at my computer screen in a trance. And then I decided I'd Facebook, Instagram, and Google stuff, because at least that would mean that I was doing something productive, right? The truth was, I was exhausted. So I finally listened to my body, and I just went down and took a nap. Our brains and bodies function best when they are well-rested and nourished. So if you're suffering from overwhelm, what you may really need is not checking off more boxes on your to-do list, but stepping away and giving your body what it needs. By the way, after my little nap, I wrote my most popular blog post to date. So the moral of that story, listen and trust your body. It knows way more than your mind does. Number five, plan and schedule. You've probably heard that saying, fail to plan to fail. Well, looking back at my most overwhelmed seasons in life, I discovered what was missing, a clear plan. Jim Rohn said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's, and guess what they have planned for you? Not much. When you know what you value and your top priorities, you can easily begin to say yes to what really matters and no to everything else. Because I've learned a beautiful life consists of both strong yeses and strong noes. Then here's the important part. Schedule what matters. Whether you use an online calendar or the good old paper and pencil one, a calm sophisticate honors what she schedules for herself. So write it down and show up for yourself. Number six, realize that everything is happening at its perfect time. You know, it is so sad to see how hard we are on our own hearts, beating ourselves up by telling ourselves that we should be further ahead and more successful than what we are in this moment. Then we abandon ourselves to chase after this illusion that things should be different from what they are right now. When feeling overwhelmed, begin practicing the art of knowing that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. Things should not be any different than what they are right now. If it should, then it would. This one shift will allow you to slow down and savor whatever moment you're in. And that energy actually will bring you more clarity about your next step. There is no other place to be than right where you are. So breathe and enjoy it. So why should you become a calm sophisticate? Many people believe if they're not overwhelmed and worried about their lives, nothing will get done. The calm sophisticate, however, knows otherwise. Calm, non-dramatic energy is actually the space where problems are solved most effectively and life lived most deliciously. If overwhelm sneaks at the back door of your life, as it most often does, take some nice deep breaths and remember this: calm is always one choice and one thought away. The overwhelm will melt like butter on a hot day, and all that will be left is your inner calm sophisticate who's ready to take over the world at her own glorious pace. So tell me, which of these suggestions will you put into practice this week? And remember, don't use your quest to become calm to create more overwhelm in your life by trying to do it all at once. The calm sophisticate knows the power of small, daily, consistent actions. So head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and let me know your thoughts. I look forward to seeing you over there, and I look forward to seeing you next week. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.